This is Ozarks at Large. March 6th was the deadline to file bills in the Arkansas legislature, and there was a flurry of activity last week, but plenty of bills that were filed earlier in the session have been advancing through the legislature over the last several weeks. That was the subject of a recent conversation between Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics and Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda.
As we mentioned on Friday, the Arkansas legislature has been busy, particularly last week being the last week to file bills. And there's kind of a rush there on the 6th to get everything in. But some bills that have already been filed and have been advancing include a voter ID law.
Yes, of which many people say that voter ID law is a solution in search of a problem. I've asked several legislators that support this voter ID to provide me the list of fraudulent activities that were caught or that they allege because people didn't use a voter ID. Turns out they can't point to any incident in Arkansas where there was one vote cast that shouldn't have been cast because someone wasn't using an ID. Mm-hmm. But apparently this is a popular topic among certain political persuasions that we need voter ID to protect the sanctity of the voting process. Then there are other folks that think that voter ID essentially just makes it more difficult for the elderly and the poor and minorities to vote. And most studies would say that that's true. But nevertheless, it's possible that in 2018, on the general election ballot, voters will have an opportunity to vote on an amendment to require voter ID in Arkansas. And if your listeners remember, a couple years ago, they tried to push something like this in the Arkansas Supreme Court, which by most accounts is a very conservative bench, voted 7-0 against voter ID.
Was it unanimous?
Yes, okay. Because they said that Arkansas's Constitution doesn't mention anything in the prescription for how people vote in Arkansas's Constitution, there is no requirement. There is no mention of providing an ID. Mm-hmm. Now some would say that's because it wasn't real easy to get a picture, back
sure.
in 1874, whenever the...
Right. It wasn't as easy as using your phone.
Right. Yeah, you couldn't just take a selfie. But that looks like it's... headed to the ballot. So
okay. We'll
see. We'll know more. There are only so many items that they're going to select, that the legislature will select. We'll see if that passes muster. But that's an interesting, again, just in well, I'll just stop there before I get on my soapbox too much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about one more. This is another one that's kind of been in the works for a while, is this discussion over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, sharing that day with the Robert E. Lee Day.
Right. Arkansas is now just one of three states, along with Mississippi and Alabama, that have those holidays on the same day, three states. So there's been a move for several years now, for several sessions, to separate those, to have Martin Luther King Day on the holiday and then have a later Robert E. Lee Day. It's not a federal or a state holiday. It'll be what's called a proclamation holiday. And it's always been defeated, which has been amazing. And to his credit, Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican, has put a lot of his political capital on the line. He's testified in committees. He's made several statements at press conferences saying that we need to separate this. Mm-hmm. And he's even gone as far to say this does an injustice to the memory of Martin Luther King for us to have these on the same holiday. And he's even talked about how it hurts economic development, that some people see this as not a place where they want to do – a state where they don't want to do business, especially when he goes and visits with some European-based countries. We don't – sometimes we don't realize in Arkansas some of the little things that to us are big things to people outside the state. Well, this is one of them. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept that, but that's the reality. So fortunately, this passed the Senate to separate them, although 11 senators took the politically expedient way out and just voted present instead of voting yes or no. And by politically expedient, I mean spineless. So hopefully the House will have a little bit more courage, although some say it's going to be an uphill battle in the House. But hopefully members of the Arkansas House when this comes before them in the next week or two will have the courage to vote in favor of separating these holidays.
Another, it's not really legislation necessarily, but the congressional delegation for the state has been taking a new stance on the Clean Line Project.
Right. All six members of the delegation, all Republicans, by the way, recently sent a letter to newly appointed U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, asking him to reverse the Obama administration's participation in this Clean Line Project. And for those, to bring those up to speed, this Clean Line Project is a large electric transmission line that enters Arkansas in Crawford County and runs almost directly east-west through the state. And it's about a $2,720 million or 720 mile transmission line. And it's to carry electricity produced by wind energy in Texas and Oklahoma and other places. And it's being built by Houston-based Clean Energy, Clean Line Energy. Now, there is a – what the heartburn that the congressional delegation has is there's a section in the 2005 Federal Clean Energy Act which allows – and it was one of those small little line items that probably no one read at the time. But it allows the energy secretary to essentially override any state officials, any state regulatory bodies and say, yeah, we're going – this line is going to be built. And so that's what they did in Arkansas. The Public Service Commission, the state Arkansas's regulatory body, rejected the project. But they were able to go ahead and build it anyway. So what the congressional delegation is asking Rick Perry is essentially to withdraw that override, to withdraw their participation in the project, mm-hmm. which could potentially send it back to the state. And if it did that, it'd likely kill the project. Now, on the other side of that, you have, you know, the Clean Line officials that say, look, we've already put a lot of money into this project. This project will be good for Arkansas because it'll bring clean energy to Arkansas. It could potentially lower utility rates. It'll bring a lot of jobs to Arkansas during the construction. So they're definitely fighting back. I mean, for example, the Clean Line folks say that it could deliver low-cost clean energy to about 160,000 homes in Arkansas. In Oklahoma, Governor Mary Fallon, also a Republican, has approved mm-hmm. the project in her state. So it even has a divide among Republicans.
Right.
There are some in Arkansas who find it interesting that congressional delegation hasn't opined about underground, you know, oil pipelines and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. traditional energy, fossil energy. But they are against the Clean Line Project. So that's another political aspect to it. But there was a time where it looked like this Clean Line Energy Project was a done deal.
Right.
And then this week, this hit. So it creates a little bit more drama. It's going to require us to continue to watch this for a while.
Thank you, Michael, as always, for stopping by.
You're welcome.
That was Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. You can find out more about these stories and much more at talkbusiness.net.